Hey, cannabinoids. Today's episode is brought to you by Tango Hookah Shop, your smoking paradise at 1910 Bergerline Avenue in Union City, New Jersey. They've got everything you need for a legendary smoke session, killer hookahs, mind-blowing glass pieces, and even premium cigars for our tobacco-loving friends. Need a smoke buddy? Tango Hookah Shop's got your back. Their staff is as friendly as your favorite strain, and their prices, let's just say your wallet will thank you. So why settle for mediocre when you can smoke in style? Swing by Tango Hookah Shop today and tell them your favorite podcast, Long Rips and Video Games, sent you. And remember, cannabinoids, life's short. Smoke the good stuff. Catch you on the smoky side. You realize deep way under the surface, and like a fire needs coal in the furnace, this is your goal that makes it all worth it. This is your why that gives you your purpose. Let's go.
Thoughts can keep you down, pushing deep until you drown, or they can keep you up strong, focused on the now. Glass half full, or has it been emptied out? Well, that's all up to you and your mind. Do you doubt anything, everything, not a thing? Make my thoughts work for me, manifest what I need, what I want, what I see. I could be anything. I attract all the things that I see. I believe I'll achieve as I breathe in and out again and again. I don't doubt, I sit in, I plan, and I found out that I can execute if I'm driven, if I listen, if I learn all the wisdom. Read some books, something written, watch the best, teach a system I invest. Never hidden, I ain't scared, ain't no chicken, I take that. I'll be winning, you get back what you're giving. Find the reason that you're living, what you're good at, all your gifts and what you love. Take a risk and find out what you've been missing, yeah.
Realize deep way under the surface, and like a fire needs coal in the furnace, this is your goal that makes it all worth it. This is your why that gives you your
purpose. Oh, guys.
I was trying to be sneaky. I fucked up.
We need to have a moment of silence. For Snoop Dogg's lungs.
You know.
We have to start it off in a somber tone, real quick, because we need to get the negative shit out of the way.
Well, I mean, initial thoughts on the entire ordeal. Listen, man, this man has been fucking smoking his life away for as long as we've known him. Not saying that we know him personally, like I fucking wish, but we've been following his career. We're all fans. Like, obviously, this guy's old school fucking hip hop, old school rap. Like, this guy held it down through every fucking genre, every generation. And he's been one of the biggest marijuana advocates in the world. And for this to hit the way it did, for fuck's sake, man. This is kind of like reminds me when he went into that whole Montrick fucking status where he became Snoop Lion for a while. Remember that?
Yep, you guys Snoop remember Lion, that he did the reggae.
Yes, yeah,
Don't forget that he was Snoop in the Snoopadelics when he was in rock band too.
But now, that being said, he's not Snoop Lion no more.
No.
That didn't last. So what's to say
that Snoop is lying now?
Him being so fucking stoned, he's like, I don't smoke no more. And then 2 years later, he's like, I was fucking dumb. Like, fuck. Stupidest shit I ever said. Just think about it. The guy created his entire image, his entire career based on the plant. Like, his podcast, his stream, everything is based on the plant. Like, he's just drop all that. Like
people have done comedy skits about fucking smoking with him. That's fluffy talks about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we talked about this the other day. He does have enough money to fall back on and chill for the rest of whatever the fuck remains of his glorious life. But motherfucker, like you just let down a whole bunch of people that like really look up to you. We just started this fucking podcast 4 episodes ago, and this motherfucker now wants to quit. What if we wanted him? What if we wanted him as a guest? Now we're fucked. Unless, like I said, he's really, really stoned and he just has no idea what he's talking about right now, which I hope.
I mean, we could always get Cheech Marin or Tommy Chong. They're still smoking.
Yo, remember the convention when we saw Cheech?
Cheech was there, you know?
Yo, that tiny dude just wobbling around that with one security guard. One security guard
who's
around
the fuck with Cheech, bro? Who's fucking with Cheech, bro?
Nobody.
Who's fucking with Cheech? Yo.
But yeah, man, like I said before, episode fucking four. We made it far, boys. We in this. We in this.
We are now a month into this podcast.
Look at that. Look at that. We are a month.
Officially a month.
I would say success. I don't give a shit about how many views we've gotten so far. You know what? The fact of the matter is people are watching. People are paying attention. We're getting some fucking word out. And yo, the merch is getting pushed, baby. The merch is rolling. Yeah.
I want to take a moment and say, go buy the merch. Go buy the merch. Go buy the merch. Check that stuff out. It's freaking awesome. You're going to love it.
Dude.
Yeah, now, and let's talk about this real quick. So the BRVG podcast is back. We got a new team. We're more motivated than ever. We have chemistry. We have and I'm really, you know, I'm really trying to keep to the rock music when I post stuff because it's what we listen to. Yeah. But you know, we love rock music. You know, we love smoking.
Of course.
I mean
technically we just love music as long as it's not fucking
Speaking of music,
controversy, I'm not going to say.
Wait. Speaking of music, go check out our Spotify. Check out our album, right? The album's out, right? Go check out Bong Rips and Video Games, the album. You know what I mean? And enjoy, man. Sit back and smoke with us.
The album's called Smoke With Us. Exactly what he said, man. If you
have with me,
you need
smoke
some tunes just to fucking chill to. Smoke. It's literally just mode music, bro. Vibe music. That's what we're trying to do. Maybe the next one we put out something a little bit more elaborate. You never fucking know. But we want to see what the success of this one does. If you guys are digging what we're doing, trust me, we're pushing out more. Same to say with the merch, man. If you guys are liking the designs, you're liking the work out there, you're going to the store, you check it out. Yo, if you got some requests, by all means, go in the comments. If you think a good mock-up would work, if you think it'll look good, put it in the comments. That'll be created and put on merch. We're also going to be putting out seasonal merch. So be on the lookout. Be on the fucking lookout because we've got some seasonal merch coming up for the holidays as well. Yeah. We also got our mascot right here. Say hello to Mr. Fun Guy.
Fun Guy.
Right there. That's the homeboy. So he's on merch as well. So definitely get on that store. Get on the store. Check it out. There's a lot of cool new shit up there. Really excited to see where this goes. Support that we're getting. Yo, once again, huge shout out to Christian Gonzalez for fucking rocking the shit out of it. The guy don't smoke, but he's rocking the shit out of this shit. I love him.
Shout out to the man.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. But
yeah, I always say he's gonna be our QVC guy.
There you go. There you go. We're gonna make him QVC, and he might be he might join us on a show. You never know. I know he's dabbled.
By the way.
I know he's dabbled in the devil's lettuce. He'll eventually come on here. Son of a eventually. Bitch. He can't deny us. But
right,
what do we got? Last week, we rolled the wheel. And when we spun that wheel, it landed on anything we fucking want.
Yep, anything
we want.
Anything we want. So we can literally shit here and banter about whatever the fuck we want. So. Right off the bat, we're getting more and more traction on this fucking GTA 6 shit.
Yeah.
You watched the last episode. I kind of went on what you would call a tangent, maybe. My microphone did not suffer any consequence of it whatsoever. I promise you all.
For once.
There was nothing.
Okay, no microphone abuse.
No microphone abuse whatsoever. But the more and more it draws near, the more hype I'm getting. I'm getting a little excited, but I still need to see more concrete shit. That's just me. I'm still stuck on that. I'm stuck.
Are we talking about that video that's going around where it looks like it could be leaked GTA footage?
I mean, it's just the announcements, basically.
Did you not see the leaks?
Yeah, I saw the leaks with a female protagonist and shit.
Okay, all right. So, yeah.
It's supposed to be a brother and sister. One is a criminal, one is a cop.
It's supposed to be like a Bonnie and Clyde type of ordeal.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the brother and the sister, and then there's supposed to be another female character that's supposed to be added in the mix. We're supposed to get three characters. Apparently. Three?
Okay. Same as last time.
I only heard of the
same
two.
As last time.
I heard of the two.
Yeah.
The last I heard of the two. I heard it was just the brother and sister, and one was a criminal, one was a cop. Like, you get to play both roles and shit.
I'm looking forward to this one now. Now that I know that, I'm actually kind of looking forward to that.
I mean, we'll see. This is a game.
I only play GTA for the storylines. Once I complete the game and I finish the mission, that's it. I'm done. I'm not a GTA.
You don't dump online. You don't go online.
Don't play online. Hell no, man. I'm a millionaire. I'm a billionaire in that game. All right, I have never touched any of my money. And every time I go and log in, as soon as I start walking on the street, someone comes and kills me. Someone runs me over. I'm going to stack this money up. So I just stack the money up, and I never bought anything.
Now, one of the topics that I got really hype about talking about last week, and I was hoping that the wheel fucking landed on it, but being that we could talk about whatever we want, and we're on the topic of GTA, roleplay within gaming.
Yep. I really wanted to talk about this. I have something to add into this too, because I found something really awesome this week.
Oh,
to kind of, do you mind? Do you mind if I
please,
just
by all means, yes, please.
So to piggyback off of episode two, mm-hmm. Fallout, this week was the 5-year. Well, as when the recording comes up, last week was the 5-year anniversary of Fallout 76.
Yep.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They had this beautiful parade where they showed off people's camp creations, right? Mm. But in the comments, there were people, now, Gio, you know this, recruiting publicly on major platforms is a no-no. You know,
I mean, that's kind of like
It's frowned upon more than it is.
Yeah, it's frowned upon.
Okay. These guys were so persistent, this Brotherhood of Steel group. They were just like, we're recruiting, we're an RP group. And I just saw the word RP. And I was just like, let me give it a shot. let me give it a shot.
Let's go.
First off, I just want to say the Brotherhood of Steel War Board, they have a 100-page codex of information. They have uniforms, rankings. The story of the Brotherhood of Steel, they are very good. They have rankings, and they range from PlayStation to PC to Xbox. So they have leaders in each part of those sectors to take care of you for your training and stuff like that. It's amazing. Now, this is where it gets real funny, because, you know, I'm kind of an all-around player. You know, especially with my RP, I'm very all around. I'm kind of in the middle with everything. I don't go into low morals.
Yeah.
What was I in the army?
A cook.
Hey, guess what?
And guess what the fuck they offered me?
You're a cook.
Did they offer you to be a cook, bro?
No.
That's great, bro. Wow.
So I am actively building a Brotherhood of Steel diner.
Wow. You know.
But while we're talking about RP, the RP aspect is of it, you know, the one thing that we love about RPGs is that we have these headcanons of what your story is. Right. You know? Like for me, my favorite RPG is Fallout, you know? And to be able to role play your character out and be who you want to be, whether you want to be a bad mama jamma or you want to be a goody two shoes, you can do that in these games, in a lot of these games now, you know, even Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
You know,
I want to go ahead and get involved in that, since we're talking about role playing video games.
Let's go.
I spent the majority of my gaming career on GTA RP. Like, I ran a motorcycle club. And let me tell you, we all bitch about the WWE 2K community. The GTA Motorcycle Club community by far the most toxic gaming community I've ever been a part of.
Okay, hold on, because you need to divide it real quick, because you were part of the actual early days of Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, I was.
Before you know, 5M came out and CFX.
Yep, before 5M came out.
You know,
had to do fucking
on console
NAT servers and shit. Yeah, NAT servers where it's just console. You and shit. You have to isolate your server so it's just you and certain people.
But I didn't mean to listen. Playing that though and doing RP with certain people, like it actually worked. Like there were some people that could actually do their shit.
Yeah, as long as everybody was, you know, on the same page, like this is what we're doing, you know what I mean? Like
mentally sound. We're all going
about. Yeah. And like just the backpack off that, like if you think about it, I think every online game right now, no bullshit, has its own legitimate, concrete, well-established like role-play communities. WWE 2K, we've got a huge one that we're all a part of. We wrestle.
And we actually we have a special announcement. We have a special announcement at the end of the show regarding that. So stay tuned for that special announcement.
So like, hey, man, it's XBPW, baby.
So, like, we're all in a company, you know, in a virtual pro wrestling company called Extreme Virtual Pro Wrestling, which runs a whole YouTube channel. And it's all, you know, one man
right here
edits and, you know, produces everything. Like, there's the logo down.
Right there we go. Right there.
So,
by the way, that is my home. That's my home right there. You can find me there.
Maximilian Cristobal. This guy is a warlock. He, you know, he really practices craft. He's a really chill dude. He puts together these really, really awesome shows where he's using, you know, the actual characters from 2K. We all have characters in this game that we customize because of just the elaborateness of how well you can customize these characters in these 2K games. So it kind of makes the role play aspect a little easier to kind of like connect. And that being said, we've got an Instagram community. We've got a Twitter community. We've got a Facebook community. There's a specific YouTube community. Ooh. Like, there's communities.
Those communities are toxic.
All of them, but they're bad. And this is what I mean by before, like backpacking off the shit. That's a toxic ass community. And then you've also got the GTA community, which I was also involved in too. I did the mafia role play. I did the fucking the MC role play. I did the drug dealer fucking gangster role play. All that bullshit, and it all leads to the same crazy shit. Nonsense.
I would love to add in too. So
it's fun until people start taking it way beyond the RP, which a lot of people tend to do often because they don't know how to pull back and like separate, you know, this is a character and you know this is a game. Like, you know, you gotta like really learn how to divide those two worlds. Not a lot of people can do that.
I actually have two things about toxicity in these servers. And one, actually, Gio, you were a part of. I have two things, two perfect examples. Gio, do you remember, we're not going to say his real name, but a guy, his gamer tag was Chocolate Rain.
Yes.
Do you remember when we played GTA with him and we destroyed his vehicle? And what did he do? What did he do?
I want to know. I want to know what he did. Don't leave me hanging.
All right, bro. Listen, there's a level, there's a level, you know, of how you react to certain things. This was a little, I think it was definitely well overdone for such a small, like it's a fucking game. You know what I mean? But to take it to levels like, I don't know how to word it where I won't like fuck us. Sanchez, please.
He bitched about it. He cried.
But he started sending messages to everybody. Like he started fucking like trying to spam like report motherfuckers. Like this kid went all out.
We destroyed his car.
Shit. Yeah, like we just blew up his shit. Like, that's all it was. But not for nothing. He did it as well. Like it was all ha 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 hee hee.
That's why we started doing it.
His vehicle blew up. Like when his vehicle blew up, bro, this kid exploded.
Quite legitimately. Damn. And now, since I'm the only one here who has done like the 5M and the CFX server.
Yeah.
Now they're fun. They're great. Now you know I fall more into the Red Dead because people seem to be a little more like minded and a little more open-eyed there.
You got to be a certain type of mind to want to play Cowboy.
You got to be mature. That comes with the mentality of being able to separate one from the other.
And so in GTA, when I would do the GTA RP, you know, and I told you the only way I'll touch it, Dabs, is if you get that server going. I won't ever do anything else, you know. And like, I just like legitimately, and it's because like there was a dude, right? And I wish my boy Bear McGregor was here so he could back me up on this. And like, we were in a server. I can't even say his gamer tag because I'm sure he watches the show. And this guy got really close with someone in the server. Married dude, kids and everything, you know, got really close. And all of a sudden, like, we heard that they were, like, having cyber sex in this. And you could, and, like, here's the thing. You're on microphones. You know, you're on microphones. Bro. Yeah. And
you see, that's another topic we could fucking branch onto as well.
Can we not talk about that, though? I'd rather not. No,
we have to because it coincides with the topic. The fact that even in a WWE 2K game community, if you were to on Twitter just for 2 minutes and go through some call shit, bruh. These people go out of their way to create nipple textures and labia tech. Like, they go all the fuck out with these cars that are meant to fucking wrestle, but they're putting them in these crazy, and then they build their character based on that. Like, oh, she's a porn star. And blah, blah, blah. Dude, it gets way too, and these are the same people that it's probably some fucking like 52-year-old man in his fucking basement, miserable as shit, with a dick in his hand and Cheetos next to him, fucking framed out glass, all fucked up, there acting like Susie Dangerous, all hot and shit, typing away to somebody who's probably fucking like 16, 17 years old, and the kid has no idea. Like, catfishing that goes on in these fucking communities is also crazy.
Yes.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. You know, and it's so interesting too, because like when you there are outside of like these modded servers, you know, you do have WWE communities and people, you know, this will be the last negative thing because there are so many positives about our communities, you know, but like the community and it's just like wrestling sports fans, cinema files, you know, audio files. They're really some of those communities get really toxic because they think they know it all and they think that things need to like erotic RP. There's a lot of people who are not down for that because you don't fucking know. And if my camera keeps trying to focus, I'm gonna slap the shit out of it.
There you go. Like, as soon as you said something, it's like, all right.
Like, listen, my guy, you know, but onto the positives about like RP and games. I mean, immersion. Dab said it before. Talk to me about immersion.
Dude, when you're able to utilize gaming as an escape from your real life, that is something that completely attracts me to RP. Like, it gives me my escape. Like, I go through a lot of shit from my day to day. And being able to hop on, say, Fallout or even Cyberpunk, just to be able to immerse myself into a character that is not of my own personal being. Yeah. Like, I love that. I enjoy that escape. Being able to do it on WWE 2K when I was in my prime and my heyday doing it, because now I don't do it as often. But being able to do that and some, like, completely submerge and immerse myself into my own character. Yes, granted, based off of me, but completely different from who I am.
It's you tweak to 1,000, bro. Exactly. It's you tweak to 1,000. That's
it's an extension. It's an extension
of me. Yes.
And another positive from you know the RP community, that's how me and Freshy met.
Yep.
You know, I would have never met Freshy through without the roleplay community. Like, we met through the WWE thing.
Yes, we did.
And, you know, that was...
That's how I met you guys, too.
That's how a lot of the connection built. And from that relationship...
Shout out Lost in the Fuck!
LITF for life.
Yeah, Lost in the Fuck, baby.
Like, we fucking... Like, we built a bond, you know, not just in the community, but outside of it. So, like, look at where we are now. You know what I mean? Like, Freshy lives down in Delaware, but we still manage to fucking work our asses off together. He comes up, he visits, we chill. Like, we try to keep it as civil, like as brotherly as fucking possible. And with that being said, I think that is a good moment for pause for the cause.
Pause for the cause.
Hold on, we're gonna have a special guest
for our pause. I just want to say today's pause for the cause. We're using the disposable.
Look at that.
Look at that. That thing is awesome.
On top of that, I want to introduce two new members of the collection. These were contributions.
Well, hello, everybody.
We got a side and then the special guest, we got Mama Dukes. This affiliation that we have with each other, where we were able to build something outside of just that gaming community together. Like, that's what really brought us together, and it had a lot to do with the role play side of everything. Yeah, like, not we would have never known about each other,
right?
Shout out to Christian Maniac for introducing me.
If it wasn't for Christian Maniac, we would have never met. You are absolutely
so. Huge shout out to Christian Maniac, or Christian Bones, as we like to call him here in the city. You can also see him on XBPW.
Yeah,
while we're doing our smoking too, I love my tuxedos. Listen,
booyah. Tuxedo.
We love our tuxedos, but you guys got to check out the Tyson joints.
Wow. Very nice. Yo, check these out. Hemper came out with some nice ultra-thin conies.
Nice.
If you guys are not familiar with Hemper, do yourselves a favor, man. It's a monthly subscription. Pay monthly. They send you a pack with a bunch of really cool shit. Like, I'm talking about a bunch of really cool shit. It's random as fuck, and they give you some really cool pieces every month. So it'd be a good idea to subscribe to them and hit them off, brother. They're actually not bad. Their pieces are really fucking good.
Word.
I got a quick question for your mom real quick. Bring her up close.
There she is. All right.
How long have you been smoking weed? Like, what? Now, I'm not trying to find out your age. I just want to know, what year did you start? And around that time, what was the vibe like where you were, like in the area? What was it like for potheads?
Okay. And I'm not ashamed of my age. Mm-hmm. To the opposite, I'm very proud of how old I am. But when I started smoking, I was 17 years old. I already had two kids. I knew about it because I saw it around me. But a friend, the daughter of a friend of my mom, came to my house and brought a joint. So she said, come on, let's go in the bathroom. We got to smoke. I was like, I don't even know what the hell that is. But, you know, let's go. Yo, it was not a very good experience to the part of... Unfortunately, the father of my kids walked in on me and he smelled it and he beat the shit out of me. However, since then, I never stopped.
Holy
yeah, you kept going. Keep on smoking.
Hell yeah.
And I am 63 years old in a week.
Yeah, for real. So there you go, bro. A proud DV survivor, hardcore and hardcore pothead. That's been my influence all my life.
And I take care of my home. Yeah. I take care of my responsibilities. I take care of what I have to take care of under any circumstances.
And even before it became recreational here in New Jersey, never caught a felony, an arrest, or anything for anything.
But I got to tell you a pretty cool story.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
All right, they're a little loud. They get a little rambunctious.
Relax, guys, relax.
I had a friend. She passed away many years ago. Rest her soul. And we had some money coming in, and she had the apartment in a project, okay? That's where I used to live. And that apartment was the only apartment that the stairs to go up ended right there on the second floor. So we used to get pounds of shit and lay it on newspaper right there. Right there on newspaper. And that shit was illegal, right? And we're in the projects, and these people don't play. The cops don't play. So we were sitting up there, and we had the music going and everything, smoking. We were rolling pounds of joints to sell them in joints.
Wow.
Okay.
At 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, we were done rolling. We were fucked up out of our mind. And then the following day was to go make the sales. At another point, I met somebody else who, unfortunately, had the feds after him. And he said, you guys need to go to my house and get rid of all the anything that has to do with weed. We were like, oh, okay, no problem. Yo, we get in the car. When we get there, it's like a farm, like a backyard with a farm. And in that farm, there was plants on the soil. We had to pull the fuck out of there, shove them in black bags. There was little milk containers with little plants that were growing up. Yo, we shoved everything in a bag, and then we didn't know what to do with the bag.
Oh, yeah.
We brought it to my ex-husband's, rest his soul, to his aunt's house, and we just threw it in the bathtub. She wasn't in the country. We threw it in the bathtub. We left it there. We put some outside to let it dry, and we made some money out of it.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Guy, oh, went, yeah, to come up.
Guy went to jail.
You know what's funny about you know what's interesting about those times too is like no one was afraid to carry pounds on them at a time.
No.
You know, you will never find someone carrying that much now.
Shit, and you could pay them off the same way the mob did. They got paid shit, so they got easily paid off. Yo, just shut the fuck up. Here's a couple of stacks, and there you go. That's more than you make in a fucking month, bro. Easy, easy.
It was the best times ever.
Look at that. I had no idea.
You know what? BRVG is about to have an old idea that we had a long time ago for the late brunch. And we're just going to put your mom in front of a white screen and tell her the tales of the tales, bro. Like,
funny. We could put, the book on video.
Yeah, the whole book.
There you go.
On video. Moment
the whole the whole book. So one last question for you, mom. What is, if you could name one strain out of the top of your head, what is your favorite one?
And she's selected.
I am a sativa consumer. I do not deal with indica. Mm-hmm. I hate hybrid. But at this point, I would say the one that I have tried and had hit me the best is Green Crack.
Green Crack.
Green Crack.
Good Green choice. Crack. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Green Crack is a strain of the week.
There you go,
Green Crack.
Look it up. Let's hear some stats about Green Crack.
So Green Crack, also known as Green Crush and Mango Crack, is a potent sativa marijuana strain made by crossing Skunk Number One with an unknown indica. Ooh. This strain is beloved by many consumers for its energizing effects, but don't let the name fool you. This is pure cannabis.
But
it's known for its sharp energy and focus as it induces an invigorating mental buzz that keeps you going throughout the day with a tangy, fruity flavor of redolent of mango. Excuse me, this pizza's delicious. Green Crack is a great daytime strain that may help consumers fight fatigue, stress, and depression.
Look at
guys,
that.
Guys, smoke your shit today. Yeah, smoke your shit today.
Find yourself yeah, green smoke.
Crack. Find some Green Crack and put it in you.
Go
put it all in you.
Put it all in you. I can't wait. The day I die, I'm going to be buried with a pound or a blunt.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about a pound.
When times get hard, you know damn well where I'm going for that fucking week.
Like,
yo, I ain't gonna lie. I went to a funeral one, and everybody was throwing weed as the dude's casket was lowered into the ground. Everybody threw weed. You know what I mean? That's just a sign of respect. You know, keep on smoking, homie. We see you up there.
Yeah, we're gonna get her cremated and cross trained. Watch, she's gonna be part of the fucking soil. We're gonna put her in the soil we grow weed out of.
If you don't smoke, if you don't smoke at my funeral, I'm gonna sodomize you as a ghost. Right? Y'all better be fucking smoking. Y'all better be eating edibles, fucking bad, snorting cannabumps. I don't give a fuck it is.
Cannabumps. Oh my god.
I got a quick request from you guys. I need you guys to follow directions real quick. Okay.
Okay. No, here he fucking goes.
Come on, follow directions,
Tony.
Follow directions.
You could go ahead and take care of this one.
Follow directions, Tony.
You got a penguin?
No, you got to ask me about it.
Do you have a penguin?
Yeah, I do. You want to see it?
Where's your penguin?
Right here.
God damn it, Gio. Now I'm going to have to put a not safe for work warning on this.
What? What are you talking about? These are male nipples. These are perfectly legal.
Those nipples are not made by Caw, by the way.
No, they are not. No. These are not Caw nipples. These are not
AI. They're not textured.
Nothing. These are not edited whatsoever. These are real.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Guys, it was very nice to be part of your show. I'm going to be saying goodbye. Mama's got a few other things to take care of before rest time.
Yeah, and more weed this morning.
Oh, hey.
Bye, Mama.
You are my children.
You are beverage royalty.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
Bye.
And to that I smoke, most definitely.
Me too.
As she leaves a cloud behind her.
Is it safe to say that beverage? We're called Burvage.
Burvage.
Yeah, I would say Burvage.
Burvage.
Yes, absolutely.
Whoa.
That pizza looks delicious.
Shout out to Domino's Pizza, baby.
Ooh.
Well, not for nothing.
That's a sponsor we'll never have.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, but you know what? Maybe Pizza Hut might.
We can go for Papa John's. Shaq could probably do it. We can go for Papa John's.
Nah, I want Little Caesars or Bust, bro.
Little Caesars or Bust.
Are we gonna have to like bleep out any of these names by any chance?
No, because we're not selling any of their stuff.
All right, so yeah.
No,
but if you could have one sponsor,
one,
what would it be? What is one sponsor you specifically want?
Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Damn, he's been thinking about this for a long time.
Long time. Wait,
could you imagine a BVRG flavor?
Yo.
And what would our flavor of Ben and Jerry's ice cream be?
Oh, bro,
that's a damn good flavor. You know what? Actually, you know what? I want to leave
that. Let's save that for another episode.
No, let's leave that for another episode. You know what? If you were to describe a BRVG exclusive Ben and Jerry's flavor, what would it be? Like, there's four of us. There's four of us. What would you name it? And what would the flavors be? Like, that's actually a really good question. If you have, like, give us some suggestions in the comments. We'll actually bring it up in the next one. If we get enough, we'll read these comments live. I swear to God.
It's very funny because we're all, there's three things that make us very similar. Yeah. We love weed.
Yes.
We love hard rock music.
Yes. We love video games.
And we love video games.
Yeah.
So if you guys could pretty much point those three things out and, you know.
Duh. Oh yeah. So, fucking ring it off. Go crazy in the fucking comment section. We want to see more activity. Yeah, we want to see more activity in the comments, definitely, because we're trying to interact with you guys. We're trying to touch you guys, not like that.
And some of you guys have actually.
Maybe, but we want to. You know, I want to fucking. You know, like fucking.
You want
to finger them?
That's it.
You want to finger them?
What? Apparently so.
You just went like this.
No, I didn't go like this, you fucking because of you, weirdo. I'm all nervous.
Oh, there we go. Oh, there he is.
Look, see what happens when you fucking get me all excited?
That's the second time that's happened.
Dude, that's Vault-Tec, bro. Vault-Tec is still fucking watching me. I swear to God. You think I'm fucking around? Skynet. Shout out to Vault-Tec.
Skynet.
Shout out to Vault-Tec.
Oh, my God. So, Gio.
Yeah, it's real life. I'm telling you. Yo.
Tell everybody about our new merch. Remind them again about the album. Let them know where they can find. Oh, we also have to remember the album is Spotify exclusive.
Yes, it is a Spotify exclusive. We're not sure how long we're gonna keep it up there. If anything, we'll keep it up there forever. But it all depends on what you guys fucking think. We need some feedback. We need some serious.
Man, let us know what you guys think.
Not just about the music. I want you to let us know how you enjoy the show. I want you to let us know if you like what we're doing, and definitely hit up the fucking merch site, yo. Let us know what you think of the gear. Are you going to cop some? Are you going to rock that new exclusive fucking Thundercats gear, bro? Like, have you seen this shit? If you haven't, we'll throw the look down there on the fucking, on the thingamahoochie in the bottom somewhere. I think it's that way. I keep fucking forgetting where
I'll do you one better.
Like, it's that way somewhere. Down there.
Up there, down there.
Like, I mean, it's somewhere. There's a fucking link.
I will do you one better. Go over down to our Linktree, www.linktree.com.
Look at it right there.
Bong Rips and Video Games.
Yo, let's give him a quick tour. Give him a quick tour of the merch store.
Why not? Let's show them what we got.
Let's kill the last couple of minutes showing them that the realness is real, okay? This is real, guys. We're not here playing video games all the time.
All right, so the new stuff that we just put out yesterday, okay?
Yes.
Your requested Zelda tees are out. We also got the Killer Clowns merch.
Yes.
On top of that, we got the new Rugrats merch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Check that out.
You trying to go Fenty with this?
Yeah, look at that. And this one comes in different colors, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
Most items on our shop do come in various colors, so you do have many fucking selections.
Then we got a new brand new original logo.
Yeah, yeah.
This is actually a new favorite of mine.
Yeah, this one's chill.
Yeah,
that one looks better in a black.
Very gripped.
Yeah, that's nice.
Gripping.
Very retro. We also got the Halo tees and hats.
Wait, you gotta show my guy, Mr. Fun Guy, man. You gotta show
him, man.
Come on.
We're gonna get there. We gotta get there.
Where did he run off to anyway?
He goes wherever he wants.
There he is. He just pops up
whenever he wants. Like, that's it. He just travels.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, so we got the Halo hats and sweaters. Then we got the fucking Thundercats.
Hear
the roar.
We got the Thundercats here. Roar. And then we got our Fun Guy. We got our Fun Guy.
Our first front and back hoodie. Our first front and back hoodie.
So this is it.
Look at that.
Oh, there he is.
Look at him.
Look at that, man. Don't see? He loves it. He loves it. Look at him. He's smiling away.
We also have cups, water bottles.
Put Fun Guy on everything.
And their Camelback.
Yep, and their official
Fun Guy is always traveling.
Now, we also have exciting new hats. And then a little something up at the end. We have socks. Get your Fun Guy socks.
Nice. Get them.
Fun Guy black and white dad cap. Mm-hmm. And snapback.
Ooh, I want that. Oh my God. All right. Yep. I'm gonna hit the merch store right now. Yes.
Snapbackaholic. We need it.
And then
officially, bro. You guys ever seen Space Jam? Come on, we all watch Space Jam. If you want to get your Space Jam on with some Fun Guy on you, this is it, bro. The matching gear right here. If you're not copping both of these at the same time, there's something wrong. There's something seriously wrong.
Yeah, and actually, the shirt is...
Look at that.
Look at that. Look how beautiful that is.
And maybe, just maybe, if you send us an email and give us a request, maybe we, for a couple extra bucks, we will put the...
Oh, absolutely.
Name, we'll put your name on it. But we're that actually that jersey and shorts. I'm actually thinking about updating it, putting a little more flair, some stripes in there. But you know,
we like guys, stripes.
So right before we go, we are not spinning the wheel. I'm sorry to break your hearts because
I love when we spin the wheel.
Next week, we have our first full episode guest.
Yep.
And then we are going to have Max from XVPW on. And guys, come prepared because we are going to be ranking the best the top 10 best WWE games. Yep. Guys, all you guys need to do is write a list. You send it to me, and then I'll math
it. We're gonna revise the shit out of it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You know, so we'll figure it out. We're also gonna hear from Max. We're gonna talk about Paw, XVPW, the state of wrestling video games, and other and other games that maybe you guys don't even know about. So, guys, don't disappoint Fun Guy. You know,
definitely. Look at the poor bastard. I mean, look.
He likes Fun Guy. Likes to have fun. So come on, make sure you guys tune in and watch our little stoner dude just run around the screen and shit.
Yeah, and we're just having a good time. Guys, any final thoughts before we go?
Yo, once again, huge shout out Tango fucking Hookah Shop here in Union City. Big shout out to them for supporting
Tango.
And definitely one of the greatest spots to fucking catch pieces at a great fucking price, yo. I'm telling you, these it's worth it. It's worth every fucking penny.
If you're here in town, and if you're here in town,
Goblin sent you, and it's all good.
Vault-Tec fucked with your
shit. Vault-Tec fucked me again? Yo, yeah. Vault-Tec. Can I just do an ad? Like, I already shouted you out. Tango Hookah Shop, Fun Guy. Get out of my face, Fun Guy. What the fuck is your problem, man?
I'm trying to protect you. He's got to protect you.
Son of a bitch, yo, Fun Guy. Fucking bastard. But yeah, so with that being said, yo, Tango Hookah Shop, definitely stop by. Tell them Goblin sent you and get yourself a nice piece, man. They got some really, really cool smoke pieces. So you won't regret it. Honestly, you won't.
Hell no. Anybody else?
I'm out.
Blow your kisses. Smoke, guys. Smoke. Take one last one and...
Oh, it's a res blast.
Yo, tell fucking Fun Guy right here that he needs to start behaving himself. He can't be jumping around all crazy. Like, he needs relax, bro.